I'm Jeannie.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Nikki from Tyrion's Landing,
a podcast member of the Gonna Geek Network,
just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GonnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in...
3, 2, 1.
You are listening to the Starling Tribune, a podcast dedicated to the Arrow TV show.
This guy gets more airtime than the Kardashians, right?
This podcast is not produced or maintained by the CW, Warner Brothers Television, CTV, or DC Comics. All characters, situations, and stories are the properties of Time Warner. I am the Oracle, and this is your Tribune.
And your reporter this week, I'm joined by Stargate Pioneer.
What happens in Russia stays in Russia, even when it makes no sense whatsoever.
And Jay.
Her skirts aren't that short.
Yes, they are, Ali. Yes, they are.
And I'm John D. And does it have to be her? Yes. Yes.
So we're not doing the whole what stays in Russia is then.
We're still in Russia.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite ones, though.
Yeah.
Over 64 billion women over the age of consent in Russia, and you sleep on her.
Wouldn't you?
Felicity had some great lines in this one. The whole, her being completely nonplussed. You have friends in the Russian mafia. Color me not surprised.
I'm so sorry to interrupt your... Grr. Yeah. Her lines this episode were great. And she's competing with Summer Glau, who, by the way, she can talk Natasha to me any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Yeah, they both speak Russian, and they both speak sexy Russian.
Yeah.
Which my mind wonders, do you think they go Russian just for, like, sexiness of it, or did just go English because it's easier?
I don't know. Ollie is pretty good in all three languages we know he speaks, you know, Chinese, Russian, and English. And as far as we know, what's her name, Isabel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as we know, Isabel is definitely bilingual. She speaks flawless English, and she grew up speaking Russian, so they could go back and forth between English and Russian all day long.
I don't know how long it is to learn a language, but I don't think you learn a language in 2 or 3 years, like, to be fluent the way he is. The man's a genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about that. He learned Chinese in basically 1 year, or less than a year.
Mostly Chinese, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting better. And mini spoiler, I can confirm he hasn't start learning Russian yet. So I'm like, time goes by.
One thing I've heard from a lot of people that are multilingual is that once you learn that first language, learning more beyond that is a heck of a lot easier. So once you get your brain programmed that way to learn another language, adding a third or a fourth or a fifth is a lot easier than the first one.
Depends on the language.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it depends on the language. Because if you're talking a European language, like Spanish or Italian or French, that's all based on the same, you know, Latin beginnings.
Right, yeah.
Russian and Chinese are completely different.
Yeah, Russian, Chinese, and English, triangle.
Yeah, but it's once you get your brain in that mindset of, I need to rewrite this word as this, it makes it easier. Yeah, granted, yes, if you're trying to learn Spanish and Italian side by side, obviously that's going to be a lot easier. But it's just learning the language creates that. You have those shortcuts and you have the method laid out for you already.
Jay, I think you're thinking of the TARDIS translation matrix.
Can we have that? I want that. I could have H's.
I'm not sure we want you to have H's, though.
He could have H's and put them on afros.
Yeah, don't you want an afros? Everybody wants an afros.
No.
An afro I could deal with. A halfro, not so much.
Everybody wants an afro.
So I'm pretty sure that they didn't have enough money in the budget to film inside the plane.
Yeah, me neither. They're trying to be really economic, because even that jail at the end, it's pretty small. It's 3 or 4 different corridors.
The gulag?
Yeah, the gulag.
The gulag.
The gulag.
Yes, what is it? Nightmare?
Oh, is that what it means?
No, not gulag. There's another word that they're using, which is French, which I was like, what? What is French? Has anything to do with it? And it meant nightmare. Cauchemar.
I remember them saying something about that. Like, someone translated that at one point, I think.
Yeah, so I was like, why using French? Because nobody knows the difference. Oh, okay, okay.
Uh-huh. Except for our Frenchie here. He knows it.
That's why I'm here, finding the truth.
Just the one word in the entire episode.
Well, you see, I'm dedicated. We've did, what, at this point, 20, 30 episodes? And I have to say, this is my last episode. That was the reason why I was here. That was to find what was Cauchemar meant.
Woohoo! We get to find a replacement next week, Jay.
We will now be increasing the quotient of H's in our cast by 300%.
300%? Wow.
Yeah, you drop a lot of H's, dude.
Okay.
So talking about people dropping things, you know, Oliver dropping all these business meetings, how the heck can he be a successful CEO? He's got no training or experience in running a company. He's not there at all. He's what, 20-something, 23, 24, something like that? And he's the CEO of a major, basically a Fortune 500 corporation. It just doesn't make any sense.
She's running it for him. That's why it's working right now.
Well, they said that the two of them together had increased revenues by double digits, whatever that means.
Because he probably just say yes to what she's saying. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing in bed, apparently.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Well, he says that he doesn't have a lot of time, and she said she'll be quick, and apparently they were all satisfied.
Isn't that the perfect answer? I don't know, like, I'll be quick. Okay.
Do I strike you as the kind of person that needs to cuddle?
No, not at all.
That's perfect for the hit and run when you're in a business trip. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Just like I... Get it over with. Get out of your system.
What kind of problem can get off of sleeping with your business partner?
Yeah, so he takes this trip to a foreign country to check out his foreign business interests and never goes to the company he's there to visit. Like, red flag.
He goes to the mobs, he goes to jail, he goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And let's face it, he's not really that subtle about going to the mob.
The Russian mafia is awesome.
Oh, I love the fact that you get to re-meet his Russian friend. And, you know, the guy's just automatically like, you're a friend of Oliver's? You're my second favorite American.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy is amazing.
Anatoly Kazifi. I just butchered his name. Yeah.
Anatoly Kazifi.
Love him.
Oh, yeah. He's an amazing character. He grows a little bit, obviously, since he's becoming important at this point. And I just can't get enough of him. He's acting pretty well, too. You feel he's dangerous, but he's kind of funny at the same time.
We have no word for optimist in Russian.
I like the little drinking thing where Diggles refused to drink, but Oliver put it back in front of him like...
Yeah, it's like, no, you're gonna drink.
Yeah. From personal experience, yeah, you don't refuse a drink with the Russians. You go ahead and you take the hit, and then you'll regret it later, but you know, you take the hit.
I want to ask millions of questions, but we'll be moving on.
It's not that.
Russian vodka. How is it?
But maybe. Yeah, I can't have vodka anymore. It. I just can't do the taste of it. It's like when you get extremely sick on something and you just can't do it again. Yeah, that's what happened.
I have even more questions. Don't be sick in the bathroom at the gym club where you go, though.
Oh, my goodness. I discovered that they put up MRSA signs in the locker room. I'm like, what? MRSA? That's, really?
That's staff? Not cool.
Yeah, like, ew. And then, unfortunately, my eyesight is good enough. You know, when I was younger and didn't have the eye surgery, I couldn't see at all. But now I can see pretty well, even though I wear glasses. It's for astigmatism, so I can still see pretty well. So I'm in the shower, I look down, and there's all these, I don't know, looks like mold. I'm not sure. And with the MRSA signs, I'm like, my chances of getting some deathly disease from the gym have just jumped up by 3,000%. So it's not good.
No, it's not. I have the chill now.
I will be investigating other gym memberships at this point in time. When my final straw, the last straw, was with the MRSA science. It's like, really? Are you kidding me? You're warning me, MRSA. So now I'm pretty sure why the sauna and the steam room were closed for weeks on end this past winter. It's there's no way to win.
Ew.
And to bring it back, in this episode, there's no way to win for Diggle, because we've been holding on talking about Diggle because this is his episode, basically. Then this season, they get one. That's it. And he's conflicted in this one. He has to work with his dearest enemy.
Yeah, but this is something that you almost knew had to be coming, because you've got him with a serious grudge against Deadshot. He can't stand the fact that the dude's alive, but you know they can't kill him because he's Deadshot. So there had to be some kind of resolution to where it was, okay, I still hate you, I still want to put a bullet in you, but I understand where we are right now.
Yep, and I like the resolution of all that, where it's, I don't miss.
Yeah.
Who do you think paid me to kill your brother? That's more the question. And that's a good question, because all of a sudden, the rage changed place. There's a bigger picture.
You keep calling it the Diggle episode, which I'm not going to dispute that at all, but it is also an episode of reveals. We have tons of reveals. We find out that Hive was the entity behind his brother's death. We find out that he was married to Lila before. We find out that Sarah betrays Oliver. We find out that Argus knows how Ollie and Diggle spend their nights. And we find out that, what was the other thing?
Amanda Waller is revealed in that episode.
The woman with the red stilettos? Oh, yeah.
Yes. She's like the Nick Fury of the DC Universe.
Oh.
So, SP, did you recognize the red shoes?
Yes. Yes, I did.
This is an episode that I actually watched while Wing was down here, and so he's bad enough about giving spoilers out while we're recording the show. We're sitting there watching it.
Duct tape.
No, so we're watching the show, and at one point, Lila comes on screen, and I forget what happened, but he's like, yeah, no, that's his ex-wife. I was like, what?
Because the copy bugged, and there was a missing part, so I was like, he said that.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what? He did what now? And yeah, he said, what? You didn't find that out? And then, like, 30 seconds later, yeah, she's my ex-wife. I'm like, see? You see what I have to deal with here?
But the copy flinched, and I thought that was that moment of exposition, so I was trying to, oh, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, nope.
Mm-hmm.
Argus is so badass that they have to arrange a whole fake counterfeiting exchange just to bag Diggle.
Wow. Yeah.
He's Diggle.
There are easier ways to get somebody come in for a conversation. Like, you just call them.
I don't know. I thought that it was just an opportunity. They're like, oh, this is going on. Okay, well, we're pretty sure that Oliver's going to show up there. Diggle's probably going to be spotting for him. Let's just go ahead and grab him.
Yeah, that's how I saw it, too. It's more an opportunity that arises. And it's easier to just grab him that way and to prove a point. At the same time that, yes, we need your help. Look at what we can do, and we need your help.
Okay. Still, Argus knows how they spend their nights. I mean, so they know Oliver's that everybody knows Oliver is the Arrow except for Quentin. Quentin figures out Roy is working with the Arrow. So, I mean, he knows all the stuff about the Arrow, and he's just not putting together it's Ollie. Or doesn't want to, one of the two.
Yeah, it's like I said, he doesn't want to know at this point because he realizes how crucial or how the Arrow is needed in Starling City. So he doesn't want to know.
Well, we get another drop of Central City Star Labs particle accelerator news.
There's one every episode.
It's always ominous, too. It's not like, hey, we're going to do great stuff here. It's always, no, this is going to ruin the world. I can't believe we're still doing this. You think with that much society's thought process against it that they would just close it down, but no,
they're still gonna do something with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you get rid of it, then you don't get it a new character, but okay,
give it a chance, you will be surprised. Have you read the original Flash?
Nope.
No, Okay.
Have I read anything? Nope. Do I want to read everything? Yes. Do I have time? No.
Yeah, I would maybe look into the origin of the Flash before you get into this episode, because by knowing the couple of panels that you need to know, and it's not a couple of pages, it's really a couple of panels, you're going to enjoy more the two episodes that are centered around Barry Allen.
I thought that's why I had you around, to tell me what's on the panels.
So I'm telling you to go check it out.
All right.
I can send you a link. And I would say the same thing to our listeners, if you can. I'll put the link in the show notes for this episode, so you can just like click on it and go check it out. But these episodes are coming, and I think that's really interesting to have them in mind before watching the episode, because there's a bunch of little Easter eggs here and there. So,
I guess to get back to our friend Diggle here, he definitely, you know, I think he would have gotten a better result with the Hive if he used Google versus Bing.
That's always a good reason. I don't know why people keep using Bing.
Uh-huh. And once again, I figure out what Felicity's password on her tablet is.
Yeah, but you figure out how the password was working. Isn't that great? Don't you want a tablet that works with Windows 8 now?
No, I just want Felicity's tablet, because then she'd have to come and get it.
The man's got a point.
I was trying to think of something, and I'm like, I can't see anything wrong with that plan. Let's do that plan.
I've figured it out, yeah. I've thought long and hard about that one. Steal her tablet, she'll be coming back for it real quick. She won't even need Ollie with her.
On the other hand, maybe it only Ollie's going to show up, and then you might be screwed.
Yeah, if Ollie shows up, I'll put a couple bullet holes in it, and then he'll have to bring it back to her.
Yeah, if, good point. Or he's going to do the Sandman ladder in front of you, and you're going to be like, huh? And he's just going to run with it.
Whatever. You know, the fight choreography in this series, I'm enjoying more and more and more the farther we go on. There are several fights that happen here. There's the one in the hallway with Diggle and Deadshot and the guards. There's the fight outside the prison. You know, there's just the stuff that they do and they pull off. It looks pretty real. It's well staged. You don't get shots that in other series you might be thinking, oh, this is cheesy. It's really a golden nugget in this series. Really enjoy it.
We haven't talked a lot about the flashback in this one, but the little twist with Sarah is kind of interesting in there. I mean, Sarah is not as innocent as she looked like.
Jay, I'd like to get your thoughts on this, because even though she ratted him out, she still might be under duress, and there might be some things forcing her to do this, but in the end, she saved him from being killed right there on the ship. So I think she's still trying to string him along as far as she can.
That's exactly what I think too. It's that she got saved, and I think it's more almost like Stockholm syndrome. The fact that she got saved, she was rescued, and so clearly this is a good person. He saved my life. I don't care that he keeps me in a cage and beats me, because I'm still alive to be beaten and that kind of thing. So I think once she gets away from the boat, assuming that she does, and, you know, has some time away from him and realize, wait a minute, the world doesn't work that way, that's when we're going to see the switch and her actually make the decision, be like, no, I'm not going to follow this guy anymore.
In the meantime, young Ollie is definitely gullible.
Well, yeah.
A little bit. He's learning, though.
Yeah, I'm wondering when it's going to change.
He's learning.
It's getting there.
We have 5 years before we get the arrow, huh?
Three and a half.
Yeah. So let's say 2.5, because he should be mainly there by the last year.
Mm-hmm. And poor Slade, man. That burn, it just looks bad. I know it's all special effects, but ouch.
The exact half of his face is burned.
It's almost like the Two-Face in Batman Forever. When he holds up the sheet of paper, but when the acid gets thrown, it's just that perfect symmetrical, bam, right in the middle.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that works.
And it's definitely a way for Slade and Shado to emotionally bond. And, oh, question, is there a way that I can fake getting burned to get a cute chick to help warm up my body temperature? Is there a way to do that?
I don't know, but if there was one, I think Slade would have took it.
Yeah, because actually getting burned is not cool.
No. No, I said faked.
My question is, how exactly is it that they're going to, because I understand like the whole, his face is halfway burned and it's a great look into the future of the Deathstroke mask. It's a great like foreshadowing of that, but Slade Wilson doesn't have a scarred face. He's not Deadpool. So how is this going to heal?
Do you know the comic?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, what's the origin of Slade?
That one I don't know.
Okay.
I know I've read it before, but I can't think of it offhand.
He basically was a super black-up and then became a super soldier.
Right.
And went crazy. And that's why he's Slade. And sometimes the super serum goes up and down and up and down. That's why sometimes he's a good guy, sometimes a bad guy. It also enhances the way his brain processes information, so he becomes super intelligent.
Okay.
So they're pretty close to the comic by the end of the season.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So all Russian prison guards know how to speak English, and all Russian prisoners know how to speak English? This seems to be a normal way to do business in the Russian criminal world.
It's a TV show in the U.S., of course.
It's a trade language. America.
America. In Russian. Yeah, okay. So At first, I wanted a Russian police truck for cheap, and I thought that would be so awesome. But then I remembered that it probably wouldn't work after 15 minutes. So,
I like how they get the truck, though. He doesn't want to give him. What did you tell him?
Please.
Okay, so looked up a little translation on it.
Oh, you did? Wow.
I did, and it basically came up, Hail Hydra.
Makes sense.
No. This is not a direct translation, by the way. This is paraphrased. But if you shoot us, and I will find you and your children and make them orphans.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
But how would he believe him, though?
Because the other guy respects him.
Did you see the look on his face?
The other guy respects him like there's no end to tomorrow, and he looks like he's meaning business.
Yeah, but if you shoot him, there's no way that he's going to be coming back after you. I mean, if you kill him.
He doesn't do that anymore.
Well, the Russian doesn't know that.
True.
If the Russians would actually kill them, Felicity, Oliver, and the Russian mafia guy, then how would they come back and kill them and make their children's orphans?
They wouldn't, but okay. Yeah, as you said, you paraphrase. You probably like miss like a comma somewhere in there. Huh?
I probably did. It was probably Hail Hydra, so.
I prefer Hail Hydra. It makes so much more sense. Crossing the streams a little bit here, but...
Yeah, just a little bit, yes.
But I still love that scene. It's one of my favorite scenes in the old thing. My other favorite scene is when they throw Diggle in... How do you call that? The box?
The freezer?
The freezer. You can leave me here 6 hours. I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
But you can't do that. Yeah, 7. Have anything else you want to say?
That was a great way to have the confrontation with Deadshot without actually having it come to blows. It's like, you know that the moment that Diggle sees Deadshot, he's going to want to go after him. But, you have him chained there and be like, okay, no, there's no way you can do this. I mean, yes, it's a trope, but it's effective.
It works well, and the fact that he has the information to save his wife is kind of fun, too.
Mm-hmm. I did not see that icicle coming.
Neither did the guard.
No. He's not called Deadshot for nothing. He's good.
Yeah, he is.
I like Deadshot. And now Deadshot is with Amanda Waller at Argus.
I love the fact that Deadshot is sitting there and can get out of his handcuffs at any point that he chooses, apparently. Because the guard had walked out and he was in there all by himself. And he's like, okay, yeah, I'm done here. And, undoes himself and comes out. So it's like there was nothing to stop him from tearing into Diggle. It was just like, no, this guy's my way out. I'm not going to mess with him.
Well, and also he didn't have a contract against him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy has a weird sense of honor, but he does have one. And he showed it in this episode when he told him at the end, you cannot turn that off. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he gave him the information about Hive in repayment, basically, for helping him get free. That's why I took it, anyway.
Yeah, I took it the kind of square at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, you helped me escape, I gave you the information to hunt down your brother's killer, part ways.
for a character that everybody thought was dead in the first episode that he showed up.
I seriously thought that he was, too, because it's he got an arrow in the fracking eye. You don't get up from that. Apparently you do now, though.
If it just goes to the eye, it's okay. It's a
flesh wound.
Well, it's the brain.
Two guy got up of that, so it's clearly not a good shot for Ollie.
Well, I mean, it's an excellent shot. It just doesn't do a damn thing.
It's because they're CGI. All the arrows are CGI.
That's the problem.
That really lets you down, man.
That's why I can't kill anybody. They're just CGI. They're not real. If they were real, Deadshot would be dead.
See? I want a boxing glove arrow. I so dearly want a boxing glove arrow.
As soon as he decided not to kill anyone, I'm like, okay, we're going to see the boxing glove arrow now. It's going to come. We're going to see it. Apparently not.
Apparently, Stephen Amell is trying to make that happen for season 3.
Yeah, I saw he tweeted something like that. He's like, this would have been a perfect instance for the boxing glove arrow. I don't know what he was referring to, but he said that it would have been a great instance. So,
yeah, Abe was right.
Purposely do not follow him on Twitter or Facebook just because I don't want to be spoiled right now. Which apparently I'm getting spoiled left and right in Gonna Geek and in here tugging a wing. So I don't know. Maybe I should just give up.
Don't give up because you're just going to give a reason to Jay to give up.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
Jay has been looking for a reason for giving up.
So talking about planning, our good old lawyer Gene's trying to break up our nice young couple.
That was funny. And the thing is, it's like, Roy just does not see what's going on. It's just all of a sudden things just, there was a switch and he's like, okay, I'm just going to accept it. No, you don't just accept it.
Yeah, but they're the CW part of this episode. I mean, I totally forgot about them at some point.
What's his power to change anything? He doesn't have any. She's got the money. She's got the club. She's got everything. And she's got a mother inside jail. He's got no bargaining chip.
He's nice.
All right.
And he has a name that is recognizable in the comic. He needs to stay around.
Mr. Harper.
Yes, Mr. Roy Harper. I mean, our resident drug addict. Come on.
Yeah, now that is a lot of drugs.
Well.
Duffel bag full of probably $1 billion worth of something.
Hey, you need to set a trap. It happens.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't get in trouble this time.
Well, I mean, he probably would have if he went to trial, but he escaped jail less than 24 hours after getting in, so, you know, hey.
So it's not too bad.
And then was allowed to depart the country.
Overall, I think that was a great episode.
This was a really fun episode, and getting to see Diggle doing a lot of stuff, let's be honest, he's really taken the back seat. The more that Team Arrow grows, the less he has to do. And, you know, I said something about it last week or the week before that he, just the little interaction between him and Ollie where they act like friends is so refreshing because you don't see that much anymore. So to have an entire episode where Diggle gets to prove that he is actually valuable, that he can handle himself and do this kind of thing is really nice because you do tend to forget about him at times.
Yeah, and this episode wasn't just a Diggle-dependent episode either. It was intertwined into absolutely everything. Got a lot of reveals. It was nicely done. For six episodes in, you know, this is something that I would actually expect to see like 12 episodes later. But this was pretty nice.
Yeah, and I appreciate that we didn't see the arrow that much. I mean, it's something that people have been reproaching to that episode, but I pretty like to see that, yeah, it's the team that makes the effort, so we need to remember that from time to time.
Yeah.
Any last words?
Deadshot.
Cuddle.
Vodka. So this has been...
This was the Starling Tribune. You can leave us feedback at gunnageek.com or check out our archive at starlingtribune.com. Visit GunnaGeek.com for more podcasts. Music by Kevin MacLeod can be found at incompetech.com. This podcast is not produced or maintained by the CW, Warner Brothers Television, CTV, or DC Comics. All characters, stories, and situations are the property of Time Warner. No infringement is intended. We'll be right back. We will see you for the next episode of CW's Arrow.